Welcome back to Coast to Coast. My guest is Thomas John, and he's made headlines for his accuracy and predictions in the past. You can hear his podcast called Voices from Beyond with Thomas John, and he, during this podcast, has accurately predicted many things about celebrities and about the politics and outcomes of shows and so forth. So there was a lot of evidence on many of those past shows. So you can check those out. His podcast is Voices from Beyond with Thomas John. And then we will be back with Thomas live here to take your calls on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back to Coast AM. This is Lisa Garr. My guest is Thomas John, internationally regarded psychic medium and clairvoyant. And we have a lot of your questions coming in right now, which is fabulous. Thomas, are you ready for us to go to callers?
Sure, I would love to.
Great. So I'm going to go to a first-time caller here, Marianne in New York. Hi, Marianne. Do you have a question for Thomas John?
I do.
Great.
I wondered if Thomas sees pets on the other side.
Ah, yes. Good question.
I do see pets, yes. I see a whole bunch of people around you, though. I see two dogs around you, and there's a small dog and a big dog, and there's also I want to say this is it feels kind of recent, but this feels like there's a father energy that's pushing its way in too. Is your dad crossed over?
Yes, recently. Yes.
Okay, because I want to say he comes through pretty strongly too, and I see him, and there's also a cat here that I'm seeing. But I want to say that goes with a sister of yours. Like, do you have a sister that would have a cat over here?
Yes. One of my sisters has cats. The only one.
Okay, because there's something about a sister with a cat, and. You know, your dad's saying that he's doing well, and I'm seeing something about, is your mother still on the earth plane?
Yes.
Okay. So I think he's just talking about watching over her and stuff. Oh. And I'm hearing two names just so I can connect with you. Your dad's giving me the name Catherine, and your dad's giving me the name Patricia. Do you connect with any of those other names?
Yeah, Kathy is my oldest sister, and Trisha is my second oldest sister.
Wow. Mm.
Okay, because I just want to say he's just saying, you know, he said he liked the funeral. He knows that it took a little bit. You know, it took you didn't do it right away. You waited
That's
till
right.
everybody got everybody together, and he's happy right. about that. Now I wanted to tell you too. I know you didn't ask about this. You asked about pets, but I have to kind of honor what comes through. I see a big career shift with you. They're talking about your career, and they said that this is more from your guides, but I see a big career shift with you, and I'm seeing something about – it's weird because I'm seeing a microphone in front of you, like almost like you might go on the radio or something. I don't know. Is that, do you want to do that?
Well, I don't know about the radio, but I've been really working towards voiceover.
Yes, exactly, because I see the symbolism is a microphone.
Uh-huh. Right.
I think that you are going to get a new person to – I see a new person. This is what I'm being shown. There's somebody new who's going to represent you. Uh-huh. So this would be somebody like an agent or somebody like that. I see – I'm not sure if this is you in your maybe more in your past or your current or what this is, but I see a dark-skinned male that's been helping you or something. Is that current?
It's not current. It did happen. I did have an agent.
That's what I was saying. I thought this was maybe more in the past. Okay,
yeah.
So I see him. He's going, but there's a new person who comes. And it's like I just want to say an agency or something like that, yeah.
Nice job.
Is it a male or female, do you know?
It looks like it's a big conglomerate, so they're not really, I'm not really identifying it with a gender,
okay.
But I think it's, I do feel it's around where you, where you live.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You go, girl. Go get that. Go get that big agency. Go get
can
that.
Can I ask you one more thing? Who is Jean?
Well, there's a Jane, Janie.
Who is that?
That's my other sister.
You have a lot of sisters.
Okay.
I have three sisters and you've named them.
All of them. Amazing.
Okay, I'm just trying to, it's just really strange because I was hearing, I'm not really sure what this is, but I was seeing something about some reason I heard the name. Do you have a friend, Jean?
No.
Okay. Must be I'm just hearing your sister's name, but it's a little bit differently.
Thank you. That was amazing. Thank you so much for your call, Marianne. Loads of communication. Gosh, when you hear these names come in, Thomas, is it just a whisper or is it loud or how do you get it so clear?
You know, it's interesting you say that about the names. And I'm actually guilty of doing this. It's probably my fault. Sometimes I hear them and sometimes I'm just saying that I hear them. Like I say, I'm hearing, and it's almost like I hear it and then I'm shown it. A lot of times I also get names with like the Jean one I heard like Jean or something like it sounded like that. So I could hear it. It is almost like an inner voice kind of whisper. And sometimes I get names actually by, like, when her father was bringing up things, he was actually showing me people in my life who I have with those names. So he was showing me somebody who has nothing to do with, you know, the caller, but it's people in my life that have that same name. So, like, you know, if somebody had a Lisa, I might see an image of you or something like that.
Interesting. I was just about to go to Lisa, the caller on Wild Card Line 2 from Van Nuys, California. Lisa, what is your question for Thomas John?
Hi, Lisa. Hi, Thomas. I have intrusive energies on my lower chakras. And also, like, I feel things like daggers and stuff like that. I know that sounds like really freaky. I'm a God-fearing woman, but I'm very sensitive. And it seems like, and I pray in the name of Jesus, it seems like I have no protection. Like I'm too open and I've tried white light and everything. I'm feeling them right now and I just really need help.
Okay. So you have a certain thing that you feel in your lower chakras that you feel attacked almost?
Yeah. It's really gross.
Okay. Well, this is what I'm getting for you, that this is what the spirit world is showing me is, that, you know, one of your guides is stepping forward, and this actually has to do with a childhood trauma. So there's some sort of childhood trauma that you're holding yourself back from, and that's why it's coming up there. And basically what they're saying is that, this is something that there's it's going to take a while. I feel it's going to take a while for you to balance that out. One of the things they're showing me that you need to incorporate is some sort of, one of the things I see is that it seems like it's more at night, like when you're trying to sleep or when you wake up or something, it feels like it's more then. That's what they're showing me. And I saw that you need to keep your body in motion more, like yoga or Pilates or something. I'm really actually getting like yoga. And I feel that would sort of help that at least they would become a lot less frequent. But it has something, I'm seeing it has to do with some sort of like childhood trauma that you still need to work through.
Is there anything that she can do to protect herself, or is it just working through that trauma that would like maybe getting help around some counseling that would help these beings move on?
Yeah, I really feel I really feel that it needs to be dealt with more. Like you might be calling it entities, but I'm actually feeling like it's your chakras they're very wounded. And so they're sort of spiraling out of control or really that's why you're feeling the pressure there. I'm not picking them up like specific entities. I feel like they're more on the spectrum of just, you know, like almost injuries there to your chakras. So that's why I don't think you need to really protect. I think you need to really balance and work through them.
Does that make sense to you?
Something else?
Does that make sense to you?
Sure, yes.
Well, I also, I'm very sensitive to other people's pain. Mm-hmm. And that's another, and what you're saying is probably true, and I'll do more yoga. I am sensitive to a member of my family's pain. It feels like poison in my heart, and then it cloaks me like a blanket, and I don't know how to protect myself from that.
Okay, and what's the family member's first name?
I don't want to give it.
Or their initial or something?
Mm.
It's hard for me to tune into somebody's energy unless they have a first name. But I would say with that, the one thing I can tell you is that I don't really feel that it's only to that person. Maybe it's more because that person's more in your sphere a little bit, but I'm actually not feeling like it's just that person. I feel like it's everybody. I think you are very empathic. Now that's a place where you can protect yourself more. And I would say that since you're so tuned in right now, I think every morning and every time before you go to bed, you should do a psychic protection.
Great. You know? Yeah. Maybe we could learn some of those tools too. Thank you for your call, Lisa. What do you suggest on the psychic protection? Do you do the white light? Do you do a blanket? What do you do? Ask for guidance?
Well, it's one of the things that it's challenging to teach people that is only because there's a lot of different ways to psychically protect. So, but I'm going to explain in a second. But, you know, the reason you psychically protect is because basically, you know, just like we're a mental system, we're an emotional system, we're also a psychic system. So we are bombarded psychically, whether we realize it or not, and we're always emitting these frequencies. And so basically we always are emitting these frequencies, and people are always emitting these frequencies. And so when we go out in the world, especially when we're around a lot of people, hospitals or schools or our workplace, we're picking up vibrations constantly from people. So what I tell people to do is, yeah, to do a psychic protection in the morning. So that's usually like a visualization. You can do a white light. Some people like to do a bulb around them. Some people like to do like they're inside a big glass ball. Some people like to do a cape. Anything that protects you, covers you, is really a powerful way. And I usually tell people to do it, at least when they're first starting to do it, you do it every day. Then you should actually do it a few times a day. And then you can get to the point where you just maybe do it in the morning or something like that.
A cloak of invisibility. I wish there was such a thing. All right, let's go back to the callers here. We've got East of the Rockies, Cindy from St. Clair Shores, Michigan. Cindy, you have a question for Thomas John.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Cindy, hi Thomas.
Hi,
how are you? I'm fine. I have a question. How do you know that somebody is trying to make contact with you? I mean, doors can slam. I mean, it could be, you know, a breeze in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Lights can flicker mm-hmm. because the wind's blowing outside. How do you know when somebody is trying to make contact? What is the difference?
Well, what I tell people for that, which I think is what I tell people for that is, you're totally right. A light bulb can go off. I have this funny story of a woman who I went to her house to do a psychic cleansing on her space because she thought her TV was flickering, and it ended up she actually had an extra remote, and she was sitting on the remote. So I kind of felt foolish when I went there with my, you know, candles and my sage and stuff like a Ghostbuster, and it was really just, you know, wasn't somebody visiting her. But the answer to that is, there's a couple things if you know it's the spirit world. First off, they tend to communicate on days that are high frequency for us. So birthdays, anniversaries, death dates, that tends to be a day that they'll be around more. Also, like I said earlier in the part of the program, they do hear our thoughts and they do experience our thoughts. So sometimes when we put out a thought, they can actually, you know, they can hear it. They can hear it, and they can kind of, they'll appear. So if you're just thinking of your grandmother, let's say, and you're thinking of her, and then, you know, her favorite song comes on the radio, I take that as a sign. If you see that, and also the frequency that they happen, if it's over and over and over and over, they will keep communicating until we pick it up. And the other thing is if you suspect something, if you think, well, that must be my deceased loved one communicating with me, I want to see if it's really them, ask in your mind or ask out loud or ask in your thoughts, please show me another sign so I know it's you. And if it is them, they will typically show you another sign.
What if you play their favorite song or the song that reminded you the most of them? Is that a good frequency for them to come in on?
Well, they respond, all things like that. You know, any ways that we, like I said, I tell people this a lot. People come for a reading and they really think, you know, oh, this is such an honor. I get connected with my loved ones. But also, it's really an honor for them. So they really feel honored by the connection from you, too. So when you do something like that, visit their grave, buy their favorite flower, play their favorite song and say, oh, that's for you, Grandpa, that's for you, Dad, it honors them in a way. So, of course, it does bring in their energy a little bit. Yes.
Very nice. Thank you so much for your call, Cindy. I'm going to go to wildcard line 5, Josie from Richmond, Virginia. Josie, do you have a question?
Hello. I'm calling because there are jihadis all over this world, and they're causing a great deal of problems, and they're recruiting young men who are told it's their duty to do what they do, which is murder a lot of people, and they are told also that if they do this, they will have 72 virgins and a paradise and this and that and the other thing. So I'm wondering what actually does happen to those people, and I also wondered if you have more to say about predictions of things that are going on in the world, not just our country, but also the world in general, if you have anything that would be of interest to all of us.
Yes.
Well, I was waiting for that question to drop, and I would just expand that to, you know, there's obviously people who live lives here that we would think, oh my God, you know, how do these people, you know, what happens to these people on the other side, you know, robbers and murderers and stuff like that. And what I believe, I would stick to my initial thoughts on the matter, which is that I've been told there isn't a hell where people are punished and beaten and put in slavery or burned or anything like that. That's not the concept that they have over there. But what they do have is there's varying levels. And the people who do those things, they do go to a lower vibration immediately. Now, within that, and you know, I realize people might have different political views and different views on things, but within that, there are also people who carry out things like that, who are brainwashed, who are mind-controlled, who are tormented in their own way, and then told they have to do certain things. So those types of people who, you know, maybe were in a certain situation where they were brainwashed or in a cult or something like that.
Right.
Those people, you know, there is the opportunity for them to realize and realize their potential. And oftentimes people like that have to reincarnate. They basically have to come back again. A lot of us do reincarnate even for smaller mistakes, you know, not being a mass murderer or something. But a lot of us do reincarnate because there's just a couple things we miss. I would say those people missed major, you know, major things. And they have to come back and hopefully, you know, redeem themselves and do what they were initially supposed to do here.
Interesting. All right, we're going to take the question about the predictions after the break because that's a bigger topic. And I want to know about earth change predictions and political predictions or anything that you want to share with us. It would be great, okay? We'll do that when we come back. And we're just going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with you. This is Lisa Garr and Thomas John is my guest, and we'll be right back. And my guest tonight is Thomas John, who has made headlines for his accuracy and his predictions. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk a little bit about predictions, earth changes, questions that you have as well. We're going to continue to go to your calls. And also, I would love to hear your feedback. I love being on Coast. It's a lot of fun. And my email is right there on the homepage of Coast to Coast. It's Lisa at theawareshow.com. That's the AWARESHOW.com. It's a show that I do during the week. And I'd love to hear from you if you want to listen to any of the other shows that I do as well. I have broadcast all week long. So we will be back. I want to get to your calls, your questions, our predictions when we come back from the break. You're listening to Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back to Coast AM. My guest is Thomas John, psychic medium and clairvoyant. And we were promised, I promised the listeners to talk about predictions and anything that you see upcoming, specifically in earth changes or political climate. Thomas, do you have any comments on that?
Well, definitely going to have a lot of earth changes. I feel a lot of violent earthquakes like Indonesia. There's going to be a pretty major one. I also see Mexico with a lot of, like it's going to be, I see it actually might be kind of unsafe. And I also feel that the, just the generally, like the coasts, San Francisco, still New York, major flooding. But when I tune into the next sort of natural disaster that we have to kind of worry about in the U.S., I keep seeing earthquakes. So I feel that's, you know, I think spiritually what that means is just, you know, we're going through so many
changes,
yeah. You know, and so things are really shifting. And I also just see, you know, all the, over the next, really it's in the next 10 years, but the climates are going to be shifting. We're going to be, I feel within the next 10 years we'll be two mm-hmm. seasons. You know, we're only going to have warm and then like a spring. I think a lot of the winter is just going to almost go away.
Do you think that California is going to, because we're known for the earthquakes here? I mean, do you see California in any way?
Well, you guys already had some significant ones this year. I still feel like there's going to be some large ones there. Yeah, I see. But it's going to be more upward, you know, like
northern.
Less around L.A., more mm-hmm. more towards the middle and up of the state.
Interesting. Okay. And then political climates or any other international news?
We're definitely going to have, I get a lot of energy around Hillary as president. And I also see that she may have a health crisis that will kind of thwart her a little bit, but almost prevent her maybe from going further. So I feel like she is going to run, but then I see this health crisis. And I also see a lot of controversy internally, civil revolt. Within India, and I feel a lot of stuff like just with like their engineering system, their the way they deal with things, food, waste, stuff like that. And I also feel actually within the next couple of years, I see the Catholic Church changing its stance on a bunch of things, like almost rewriting doctrine. And working through a lot of things there, too.
Interesting. All right. So we are going to go back to callers, and then we can revisit this conversation throughout the rest of the show. Let's go to others. Just a zillion people on the lines. Our wildcard line 5, Ben, from North Carolina. Do you have a question? Hi, Ben. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Do you have a question for Thomas John?
Yes, ma'am, yes, sir, to him, but, I was wounded in Afghanistan, and I just, I carry around a lot of guilt and a lot of frustration, especially with what's going on, you know, in the world now, I never really believed in, you know, psychics and everything, but I was just hearing you do all these readings, you know, over the phone tonight, and I was just wondering, you know, do you see anything, like, around me to, you know, kind of get rid of this guilt and, you know, anger and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, and where do you live?
What's that?
Where are you from?
North Carolina.
North Carolina, okay. Well, I definitely see that you know, the first thing I'm seeing is that you're very watched over. So I feel that, you know, you're very watched over, and there's about 8 people that watch over you. So I feel they keep showing me, you know, about 8 people that watch over you. So I feel like some of these people are people that served with you, but it's also some of them are like, you know, your higher guides and stuff like that. I keep seeing for you that they want you, they keep telling me for you to move. I don't know what that means, but I see that you're supposed to like relocate. I don't feel like it's right now, but I keep seeing that you're going to like your house is going to shift or something. And you're going to not be, maybe you won't be in North Carolina. And the other thing I get for you is, well, I see a grandfather that's around you, that's deceased grandfather, and he keeps saluting me. So I don't know if you have a grandfather who did military service too, but I see this grandfather here. I feel like he maybe smoked or something, because I get like almost like cigarettes.
Yeah, I had a grandpa die of lung cancer.
Yeah, because he's
but
definitely
he
around
never
you.
Served, I don't think.
Okay, well, he might just be honoring you, you know, for your service then, but he's kind of saluting you. And I see also that, yeah, like it's showing me, we were talking about soul contracts earlier, and it's telling me that you want to know almost kind of like, yeah, like why you're still here, like you don't understand why you were in there and why you came back, like what your next purpose is. But I actually see that you're supposed to help. You're supposed to help. You're going to have an opportunity to help with your story. I see a lot of. That you're gonna help. It's showing me like maybe like volunteer work or something. But I keep seeing you. I see you helping. That's what they keep showing me. Are you a father?
Yes, sir. I have a 2-year-old.
What'd you say?
I have a 2-year-old. Yes, sir.
Yeah, because the other thing I hear, I was asking the guides. I said, "Why? You know, why is he here? I need to tell him why he's here." And they said, "Well, he's supposed to be a father." So I also think you're going to focus a lot of your energy. You know, you're going to focus a lot of energy into that too.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good purpose right there, Ben. And I thank you so much for your service and being here and even being brave enough to call in tonight. Thank you so much.
Thank you all. That made a lot of sense, actually.
Good.
But I'm glad.
Good. I'm glad, too. All right. Thanks for your call, and go be a dad. All right. Going back to our callers here, we've got West of the Rockies, Rick from Olympia, Washington. Rick, do you have a question or comment for Thomas John?
Yes, I do, Thomas. Thank you for taking my call as well. My son, Kevin, passed last year on this weekend, and I just spent the day just walking at the beach, trying to feel him and see him in, as love and as light.
Yeah.
And I've had a lot of grief this last year. And my daughter and her husband are ready to have a baby these next few days. It could be any moment. She was due a couple of days ago, and we are trying to stay in celebration of my daughter and her husband having a baby, and yet there's this still this grief that we hardly can talk about regarding my son Kevin.
Okay.
And my son went through the last 6 years of his life in severe lots of pain from injuries and he passed and then went into a coma basically for 5 days where his body was being prepared so all his organs could be donated. So he saved 4 people's lives in the organ donation process. But
nice.
I've always felt that my son was my father, and he went through so many great changes in the last few months of his life and came into praying, meditating, and really bringing his life force into his consciousness. And then he unfortunately passed.
Okay. Well, let me see what I pick up for you. And also, just since you brought up your daughter, a first name helps me. What is your daughter's first name?
Her name is Kayla.
Kayla. Okay. So I just kind of want to see if anything comes through or if what I'm seeing. Well, the first thing I feel with him is, you know, the first thing that I'm seeing with him is he's going to continue to be around you. I feel like he's going to continue to be around you. And, you're going to basically always feel him. I feel like you're going to always feel him. I see something about his, I see like he keeps talking about head stuff. I don't know what this is, but he's talking about like, I get a lot of, energy in his crown chakra. And, I was feeling like there's something with his crown chakra, like his head, that seems like it was a problem. I don't know if he had like a head thing or something, but I keep seeing his head being brought up to me. And the other thing I'm seeing is, hold on. Do you have dreams with him? Do you have dreams where he visits you?
Yes, I've had some dreams with him. And about a month ago, my wife and I were at the gym exercising. I had to leave early, and there's a big flat-screen TV in the gym, and the TV just went black, except two sentences were on the TV that literally said, "Kevin is trying to call Richard. Richard has not called back yet." It just popped in, and then it popped out.
Yeah, well, the other thing I'm seeing with him is, you know, the reason he's went to the spirit world is he's definitely supposed to be helping you with your spiritual, you know, journey. And I feel, you know, he'll continue to. He's actually telling me, you know, he chose to cross over when he did. He chose to pass away when he did. That was his choice. And he went on to do other things, I see. And I see something about, was there anything with him with an accident? I'm getting something about, I keep hearing the word accident. Do you know what that is?
He had several accidents, some car wrecks, and had severe spinal injury and neurological damage that ultimately.
Okay. Yeah, because I keep hearing that. And I also see the baby that's coming. What is the name connection that he would be talking about? Because he keeps talking about there's like a name connection. Are you naming the baby after him?
No, the baby's a little girl, and my husband and my daughter and her husband, they don't know what they're going to name her yet. They have a few names in mind, but they're waiting until she is born to pick a name.
Does he have a suggestion, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, I see something about, he's definitely going to be connected with her, and I see something about him, you know, like almost her talking about him. I see like they're going to have almost like a converse, you know, they're going to talk a lot, you know, he's going to communicate with the baby. And he's also, he keeps telling me the name Ryan. I don't know who that is. Is there a Ryan anywhere?
Not that I'm aware of.
That's a cute name. I like that.
Yeah,
name.
I hear that name. It might be like I think it's a friend he's trying to talk about. But I keep hearing the name Ryan. That's the name I'm hearing.
Your daughter having a baby boy or girl? Do you know?
Baby girl. She's having a baby girl.
It's a great name for a baby girl.
I feel like he's definitely making his transition still, but he said he's very busy over here. He's doing a lot of things. I'm also seeing the month of March, so I don't know how that's connected, but he keeps saying like the month, he keeps talking about March. I'm not sure. I'm seeing a birthday cake now, like somebody's birthday or something. But he keeps showing me the month of March. And he's also kind of laughing because he's saying, like, he keeps saying that he should have listened to you, or he should have, I don't know, something about he's laughing. He's saying, like, he should have listened to you. But Yeah, I mean, I really feel like he's doing really, really well over here. And is there somebody? Hold on, let me just see.
So I'm hearing the name Michael. Well, so that's a very
yeah. Do you know who Michael is?
I do not know Michael. No.
Okay, because I'm hearing that name too. So I don't know exactly who that is, but I keep hearing that name too. But he's definitely around you, and I feel that you know you'll continue to get you'll continue to feel him around you.
Did the birthday cake in March make any sense to you, Rick?
Nothing comes up in March. I mean, March just went through, but I don't understand what March could be.
Okay.
I'm just pleased to have you feel his essence, or that he's in a good place and doing well.
His energy.
He's definitely a good place, and he did know you were there at the end. I know that. I think your wife is worried more that he didn't know that you guys were there at the end or something, but he knew that you guys were there.
Great. Thank you so much. Thank you for the communication to Rick. I really appreciate that for Rick. So thank you very much, Thomas. And thanks for the call. Let's go to one more caller here. I think we have time again for a first time caller, Carol in Washington State. Carol, do you have a question for Thomas John?
Yes, I do. He said to ask for forgiveness while you're here. That's the best way to do it. But if somebody's already gone, how do you ask for forgiveness, even though maybe ask God for forgiveness? And then the second thing was about me. I'm all alone, and I just kind of want some hope for the future.
So give me that again. You want to know how you ask for forgiveness from somebody who's passed away already.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's very easy. You ask for their forgiveness. See, the thing is when they cross over, they still have a consciousness, so you can still communicate with them. So if you have someone that you need to ask for forgiveness for, all you have to do is meditate and focus on that, and really they can hear your thoughts, they can hear your voice, they have a way to kind of connect with you, and they get updates on you, almost like, you know, when you go on Facebook and you see everybody's updates, they get the updates on everybody, so they know what's going on, they have an understanding of everything that's going on. So you can just communicate, you can just ask for forgiveness. We tend to, they don't have a judgment system over there. They don't say, oh, you were bad, or you did this bad, or you screwed. They don't come from a place of judgment. They come really from a place of wanting to help us and wanting to, you know, carry on and stuff like that. So that's the answer to that question. And then you asked about being alone.
Yeah, I'm one of those that is unemployed, and it was, you know, they didn't reissue it. And so it was just kind of for my future because, you know, it's hard to just keep up hope.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, the one thing I hear for you is to watch your health a little bit. Now, I'm not a medical doctor, so I don't give medical advice, but the spirit world does show me things in the body. I'm not getting things like cancer, heart attack, blood, you know, anything like that. But I am getting things like they're saying be careful. Like, I'm getting pain in my body, lower back, shoulders, stuff like that. And I see a little thing in your, like, just a teeny little thing in your lungs. So I just feel to maybe just watch your health, make sure you're eating right. I get weird sleep patterns with you. Well, you're listening to the show at 5 a.m. But they're telling me sleep's not a good thing for you. So I think I would focus on your health.
And we are
single.
We are actually out of time here, Thomas.
Okay.
But I wanted to. Yes, and I just want to say thank you so much for your time and
thank you for having me.
Absolutely, and your contribution to our listeners tonight has been enormous. So thank you so much for providing some communication to them that hopefully unlocked what it was that they needed to hear, and the healing occurred. So thank you so much, Thomas, and thank you to the listeners so much for being a part of the show tonight. And your energy makes these shows happen. So thank you so much. And until next time, I invite you to stay aware.